when you meditate, you're basing your actions on the conviction that your actions really do make a difference. And the state of your mind really makes a difference. There are people out there who say that your mind is just a side effect of having a body, and physical laws determine everything. But as the Buddha pointed out, if everything were predetermined, there'd be no path to the end of suffering. Because we do have freedom of choice in the present moment, that there can be a path. So take advantage of that. You can choose what you're going to focus on. You can focus on things that lead you astray and make you miserable. Or you can focus on things that help put an end to suffering. It's your choice. And the Buddha encouraged you to take the second choice, because there is a way out. If you're not convinced that there's a way out, in fact, if you're convinced there's no way out, you're not going to find it. That's for sure. But having the conviction that there is a way out opens the possibility. There have been other people who have found their way out. They tell you that, yes, it is true, you can find your way out. So take advantage of that. Have some conviction in them. Because otherwise our life is what? It's pretty miserable. If we were just a machine obeying physical laws, who knows where that machine's going to go? Who knows who designed the machine with what purpose? But when you realize that you're the designer and you have freedom of choice, do your best to take advantage of that. Otherwise time gets wasted, passes. The Buddha has you ask. Days and nights fly past. What am I becoming right now? What you're becoming depends on what you're focused on, where your interests are, what you're doing. And what you do will then determine the kind of person you become. So you become the kind of person that finds a way to freedom and happiness, or you can become somebody else. It's your choice. But when you realize that you do have a choice, try to make the best choice. The way is open. The Buddha is there to point out the way. That's up to us to follow his instructions, not go wandering off astray.